I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And we talked about Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin all week.
We did.
He's one that I feel like people who are not into magic go, who?
Yeah.
And people that like magic at all go, ooh, really? You're reading a book about him? So that's been fun for the last couple of weeks. Hopefully any magic aficionados in the audience were not chagrined by our coverage. We didn't miss any big. So there are a lot of his tricks that are famous that we didn't get to because there are just a lot of them. One thing I did want to mention, though, he used to do a trick called the obedient clock where he would like command a clock to do things. Not the same as the magic clock, just in case anybody looks it up and gets confused.
Mm-hmm.
Magic clock, small. Actual clock.
Sounds really cool.
They're beautiful. And actually, I think it was the 1980s. I'm pulling this out of memory, so take with grain of salt any years that I quote, but I think it's 1980s. Cartier did a series, like they made a series of magic clocks, and they were very, very similar in design to the ones Robert Houdin had done. And like, I remember reading newspaper articles about how does this clock work?
Mm-hmm.
And it being like, it's actually a very old invention. but yeah, I mean, if you can still, if you have deep pockets, occasionally find a Robert Houdin magic clock available at auction. They're going to go for tens of thousands of dollars and possibly more.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so cool.
Yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to talk about, because we mentioned one of his inspirations, Monsieur Comte, who was a performer in Paris, and his ventriloquism, which was not like a ventriloquist act, like with a doll, like we would think about today. It was more like he would make like the walls talk or voices come from nowhere.
Sure.
But this also kind of speaks to the idea of the shift that Robert Houdin wanted to make in terms of not being pranky in his act, but being like more presentational. Because like Comte had this act called The Lame Devil, and basically it was this voice, disembodied voice,
mm-hmm.
that would be flung around the theater and it would ask really pointed and embarrassing questions about people in the theater, like as though he had gleaned some sort of information about them somehow. It would also, like, you know, just sometimes blab weird, allegedly relatively innocuous secrets about people.
Whoa.
Which makes me think then about his brilliance as a business manager. Because you remember we talked about his little cafe that would let you bypass the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how much were his, like, wait staff and bartenders reporting on conversations they overheard there?
Oh, yeah.
To be like, by the way, that guy with the green handkerchief, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
stole something. I heard him tell his friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Or really loves the color pink. I don't know, anything. I wonder about that. I don't know how that flow of information happened, but he clearly was getting information about people. That makes me, one, it's a little sneaky, but two, I'm like, he really was quite an astute businessman. He had mm-hmm. a whole system set up. When I look at the career of Robert Houdin and how much people have lauded him for a long time as like the father of modern magic, and then I look at, you know, Houdini being like, no, he wasn't. Mm-hmm. I have to think some of it was just the fortune of time and place, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was building on all that had come before, but because he was living in an age where more information was recorded and shared than ever before, his is the prevalent version of any of those tricks, et cetera, that we would have found, unless you're a Houdini who devotes your life to digging through weird archives in small towns across Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. I do highly encourage people to go just set aside a half an hour or an hour of your life while you're having a coffee or a cordial or whatever you enjoy and go looking for people doing some of his tricks today because they are quite charming. The orange tree is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, no part of me thinks it's magic, but I sure do like seeing how exquisite that clockwork is. I mean,
right.
It's very, very pretty. There is another story that he told that I did not put in the episode because it's a little longish, didn't quite go, but was like, oh, I hadn't thought about that being part of the job. Mm-hmm. And might be part of why he was like, after 8 years, I don't want to do this anymore. Which is that even though he was very adamant, he would never claim to have special powers or to be a sorcerer. Other people sure thought he did.
Right.
And this sometimes led people to make very uncomfortable requests of him. And he mentions in his memoirs that at one point, the first time it happened, a young woman had come to him and said that she had given her heart to another, had received it in return, but had since found out that there was infidelity of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And she really, really, really wanted Robert Houdin to conjure some sort of spell, either for revenge or to make this man in her life be faithful. And Robert Houdin is like, I am so sorry. You don't really understand the nature of my work. I am a performer. I'm not actually a sorcerer.
Right.
And she was not having it and eventually revealed that she had a knife and was going to stab him if he did not perform a love spell for her.
Whoa.
And he was like, I suddenly changed my tune. It was like, oh, of course I have been lying to you and I have a love spell right here. But he talked about that being so jarring, but also that was not the only time it happened. That kind of thing would continue to happen to him. I don't think it was always at knife point, but like, because he had this whole act based on illusion, a lot of people thought that he could do things for them and desperate people would come to him for help. And sometimes he would just go along with it because otherwise he was never going to get out of the moment.
Right.
This is a very interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's your stage play right there. This is yeah, I could see where I wouldn't want to do that job for very long.
Yeah.
sorry, I'm going back to Blois. I'm going to sit in the countryside and hang out with my family. And yeah.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
So, Algeria.
Yeah.
It's like the secret. We say it all the time. We talk about it constantly, how every delightful story then has this, like, surprise.
Yeah.
Gross races.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there it was. And it really is interesting because, I mean, that's a story that's written about a lot. Like, I actually found an article that was written for the New York Times in 1999 by Teller of Penn and Teller relaying the whole thing. And it really doesn't have the level of appreciation for nuance that one would have thought would be going on by 1999.
Sure,
sure. Which is interesting to me. And there are a lot of listicles you will stumble across where it's like, Robert Houdin stopped a war. And none of them really seem to take into account that, like, he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly don't want, nobody wants bloodshed, but, like, those people had every right to feel like they needed to take their country back.
Right.
That never seems to come into play. And I'm like, hello? Hello?
There are various historical stories about somebody using magic or the prediction of an eclipse or whatever to further the subjugation of people who are being colonized or invaded or whatever. And like some of them are fairly well documented. Seems like this, okay, this did really happen. But like the presumption that it is based on always strikes me as racist. Like
100%.
Yeah. And all of the, every time I find one of these stories now, it bothers me, even if it's like, and here's the documentation of what really happened. And this really did play out really that way. And I was like, the fact that that's how they approached it at the beginning is racist.
Right. Well, and most of the time that documentation is usually only from one side.
Right.
Right. It does not take into account the perception from the other side of the conflict, which is weird. That does kind of lead me back to, I really, the moment that I was like, I think I want to make this a two-parter, was that P.T. Barnum write-up about how Rivera Dam was really quite generous with his competitors and colleagues and not this wheedling, you know, very cutthroat man that Houdini kind of portrays him as. And that, of course, makes me think a lot about Houdini's perception of him. And I guess, I mean, he 100% brings the receipts. He's like, no, here are all the times that these things happen. And this performer claimed that those were his original tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's not that great a sin, but, you know, it's not like he was stealing from like other people working at the time. Although there are some people do think he may have been pulling tricks from other people, but there were certainly other people pulling tricks from him as well. So but it seems almost more like that is to some degree. And again, I mean, Houdini way into his research and a man that was very careful about documentation in particular. I mean, we've talked about that in the Rose Mackenberg episode also, but it does make me think like how much of this book is driven by the fact that it broke your heart to find out that your hero was not who you imagined him to be when you were a kid.
Mm.
And I don't know. That's pure speculation on my part. I'm literally asking the question. I don't know that that's what's involved there. But he seems so vehemently ready to like take him down.
Mm-hmm.
Although even he in some phrasing is like, well, but he was the first person to put all of this together this way. And that was really what made him good at it. Like that's what cemented him as an important part of the history of magic, which I think is a not inconsequential thing, right? To be the first person who goes, no, I'm going to do this trick, but I'm doing it this way. I'm getting rid of this weird extraneous fluff. I'm not dressing as a wizard. I'm going to make this a much classier affair. I'm going to custom build a theater to do it in. I mean, his was not the only one that had ever been made for sure, but it does seem like he was able to marry and integrate a lot of different things that were good in other acts and make something special out of those pieces with his own personality and charm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I was very happy to discover that he was not a weasel. He could have literally said, I have 30 more automata here at the booth you can buy for X amount. But instead, he said, hey, let me show you the other people working in this field.
Right.
So it really did shift my perception of what was going on a lot. And then there are a lot of accounts that in his retirement as well, he was very generous and kind to people. And he may have been a weasel, but he seems like most people liked him. That's my Rivera Dam thing.
Okay.
That's my summation. Magic is very, very fun, and I love the history of magic. And I know I've been a little Houdini obsessed lately, so maybe not for a minute. Although, we're going to talk about that revolutionary calendar.
Yeah. You and I have had discussions about that behind the scenes.
Yes. Yeah, you can 100% expect that episode. In some form, because I literally was reading it and going, oh my gracious, no wonder people didn't know when their kid's birthday was. I wouldn't be able to figure that out either. So look forward to that. If this is your weekend coming up, we hope you have lots of things to look forward to there as well. If it's not your weekend and you don't have time off, we hope that everything you do have goes really, really well and as smoothly as possible and that you find some joy in your downtime. We all need it, I know. You can find us right back here again tomorrow with a classic, and then on Monday, we'll have another new episode.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.